Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Go to katedalyradio.com. Also on iTunes, SoundCloud, you name it, Lisbon, all over the place, and lots of places to find us. Also, make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. I'm talking about the food supply. Just always makes me feel really good that I'm taking Balance of Nature, because Balance of Nature takes all these fruits and vegetables, they dial them down in a 10-step process, they take out the air and water, and then what they do is they leave you the nutrients. And the nutrients are the most important part. And so you're eating 31 fruits and vegetables a day, and it's so simple because in a few seconds you can pop some of this supplement down, and voila, you are improving your immune system. They also have a wonderful fiber drink that can actually stabilize blood sugar, has turmeric in it, has all kinds of wonderful nutrients. Every single thing they could pack into the Balance of Nature, they did. And I'm telling you, just from my using it, I absolutely love it. My husband loves it too, and we swear by it. Make sure you're getting Balance of Nature. Nature.com and order ahead for the fall because you can actually double up on it too. And there's a lot of people that do that. Even the doctor that invented it said, "Oh yeah, I mean, I'll double up and just even if I have a hint of something, you know, coming, or I've been around somebody that was sick." This is how we deal with immune system, people. It's not in the masks. Your immune system does not come in a mask. Your immune system came to you by way of God, and it's very strong, trust me, and it's amazing. So make sure and get balanceofnature.com. Highly recommend it. If you're going to choose a supplement, which I say you should be choosing something, choose this one, because this one had everything in it. You can put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. Amazing deal. You can try it out for yourself. It's guaranteed, and you'll love it. All right, Let's take another caller, shall we, Melissa, before we even launch in? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, ma'am. You were talking about your state board.
Oh, yes. In a previous local hour, I was talking about the state board. Yes. And we were revealing, thank you for the call. We were revealing a letter that was by the state board that was saying that that in an emergency, the governor orders this EO, executive order, and then they can order a law, right? And that they were also waiting on the mandate, waiting on the vaccine, that the mask was just temporary. This is public school education, waiting on it to get the vaccine, because that's what's next, folks. They're going to make sure people get a vaccine. And it's really, really scary, because there's never been a coronavirus vaccine for a reason. Is it's impossible to make, and they can't do it. It doesn't do anything. Your body does it anyway. Your body creates your own immunity anyway. There's no vaccine necessary. And so I just wanted to say for the record that that your school boards all across the country are going to be telling you that you're going to need a vaccine, and also that they have to wear the mask regardless. And it's time to pull your kids out of school. Okay, so with that pushed aside, let's talk about 6G and everything else that's coming too, because people are going, wait a minute, what about 5G?
Well, 5G was just released here in the U.S., but as we all know, with the march of technology, even before 5G was announced and released and whatever, the work on 6G had already begun.
Right.
So what's the difference between 4G, 5G, 6G? And it is apparently they have released parts of the bandwidth that have virtually no traffic on it right now.
Okay.
So that 6G can travel at this at a higher frequency.
What?
And it moves data much faster. The difference between them is that whereas 4G took like, let me get the exact numbers. It won't be fun without the exact numbers.
Yeah.
That 4G, there's a standard called latency. It's how long from the time you push send on your text message until it arrives at its destination, right?
Mm-hmm.
On a 4G system, that takes 50 milliseconds.
Okay.
On 5G, it takes 1 millisecond. And on 6G, is going to be 1,000 times faster than 5G.
Wow.
So they would be able to push huge quantities of data very fast.
Yeah.
Very fast.
Wow.
Well, yeah, you can. So should we explore what some of that may be doing? So 5G is opening the door to what they call the Internet of Things, right?
Okay.
Because we can turn on and off our lights with our cell phone, all that kind of crazy stuff, self-driving cars. But in order to have real AI that can really move as fast as your brain can, it's going to require 6G.
Jeez. I can only imagine what this would bring.
This is not just the Internet of Things.
Right.
This is the Internet of space and the ocean and everywhere. Nowhere on the entire Earth will be free from 6G.
Wow.
Everywhere. It will cover everywhere. And while they are saying right now, 5G was being pushed because of its commercial and entertainment applications, because we all have to have like super fast Netflix and whatever. Right. 6G is going to have military applications and commercial and business applications. For example, they will have the ability to track a location down to inches on the face of the globe.
Oh my God.
So imagine what the military can do with that, right?
Jeez.
They would have a drone that could put a strike on that square inch.
Right.
Not just like on the house or on that person, even. They can, you know, if they want to hit the top of your head to the right side, they can do that. So this is opening the door. As I was reading about all the 6G stuff that's coming, the thing that concerns me is they said this will give whoever is in charge of it the ability to track all kinds of data, every kind of data. For example, we could put an implant in you and they would be able to sense your health at all times. And a computer would be able to, if your heart rate is irregular, it would put a signal up. If your blood pressure is too high, it can, that's how much it has. So let's talk about contact tracing in the future of 6G.
Okay.
They will know where you are down to the square inch. They will know if you have the virus before you know you have the virus, right?
Any virus. Apparently.
All viruses.
Any corona. And they'll deem it the plague. They'll deem it the black
Even
plague. Because that's what we're doing.
If you're drinking a corona, they will know.
I have to laugh because this is so terrifying to me. Wow. And I'm sure, does it come with even worse health effects than 5G? Because a lot of people are still not talking about the health effects of all of this. We are, you know, somewhat electrical creatures, you know what I mean? And I can't, with all of this covering the planet, I just can't even imagine what this will be like.
There's a squabble now over China. One of the big giant Chinese telecoms has been one of the serious developers on 5G, and they control a lot of technology related to 5G. And we've seen what the Chinese have done with their 5G. They've used it. This is facial recognition of everyone in China. And, you know, whether it's social scoring and you don't get a bus ticket because you don't do the right things. Think about what that kind of massive data transfers would allow, the kind of power we are ceding over.
And too many people, even at the administration, could look at this and view this as how exciting we're trumping them, kind of like the moon visit Trump, you know, of Russia. And we're going to trump them in technology. But Adam Bowler, the CEO of U.S. International Development Finance Corporation, was talking about this and saying all the things. His angle was we're interested in what the next wave is. We're interested in 6G and where we're investing, and we're going to dominate. Well, what does dominate mean? Dominate means more control. It doesn't. it doesn't necessarily, I mean, how much faster could it be? Or doesn't it remind you of that clip by Louis What's-His-Bucket? I can't remember his name. And he was talking on one of the talk shows and he said, we travel through the air at this speed and nobody seems to recognize how amazing that is. You know what I mean? And he says, the person next to me was trying to get online and it took 2 seconds rather than one. And you know, like, we don't realize how quick and fast everything is. How much quicker and faster does it actually have to be for us to be happy? Give me a break. This is getting out of hand.
One of the things that I think is really important for any conversation about technology is to understand that technology is a neutral thing.
Right.
It is neither good nor bad. Mm-hmm. It's how it's applied.
It's how it's applied.
And what it's used for that becomes good or bad. Is it, do you know, medical applications of something that fast that could monitor our health is fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that necessarily until they are using it to control you.
Right. Right.
There's nothing wrong with, what were you just talking about?
About not realizing, I mean, we want everything to be that much faster because that's really what they're selling everybody on is it's going to be so much faster. Well, how much faster could it possibly be? In my hand, I have a mini computer that connects to the internet in 2 seconds. What? 1 second, less than a second. What in the world? I mean, what are we vying for? Because Pompeo said about the Chinese government's company, I know I'm going to murder the name, Hawaii? No, Hawaii?
I think it's something like that.
This is what he said. An arm of the Chinese Communist Party surveillance state that censors political dissidents and enables mass internment camps and indentured servitude of its population shipped all over China. And they were talking about how there's civil rights abuses and the U.S. will impose visa restrictions on Chinese technology firms, yet we're still going to trump them on 6G. I don't know. And then hardware going to software. It's just...
Well, the surveillance state, the problem isn't the technology. The problem is the surveillance state.
Yeah.
You
so
know,
that's on
just
steroids?
Because we have facial recognition that can track everyone wherever they go. Mm-hmm. Is that really something that should be done?
Yeah.
And we never want to answer those questions on the front end. We just, you know, open Pandora's box and then wait to see what kind of monster spring out, thinking that we can deal with it later. And we never can, and it never works. Look at what China is doing right now with their surveillance state.
Yep.
And look at the inroads that's already made into the United States.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, even if the excuse is we want to get ahead of it, what will people do? We have so many Marxists in government. We have so many people. I mean, look at who's behind Kamala. Look at who is behind Joe Biden. All of these people in government, okay? Congressmen, senators, you name it. And we're putting these people in a position to exercise more control by using it, like what you said. So we don't realize, we all think the people go, new technology, cool. We wouldn't possibly do that. We're America. Well, look around, people. 1% of our entire country tested positive for COVID. Look at how the lockdowns and mask mandates and control that the government's exercising on us right now, state by state.
And contact tracing.
Contact
tracing.
That's the biggest part.
Is the technological component of this.
Yeah, it's the biggest part of it, for sure, because to track people and make them stay home and track them and track who's on their phone and who they're in contact with, and this just puts it on steroids. And we don't think, because we're in America, we don't think that we become China. We're becoming China. We are becoming China right now.
Because some of the logic goes like this. We will never be able to compete in the global marketplace unless we're there first and better and bigger. And I'm like, maybe we don't want to compete with what China is offering.
Mm-hmm.
They're tearing down churches. How far are we away from that?
Yeah.
They were insisting that Chinese pastors needed to put cameras inside their churches so that they could monitor and surveil who was there and what was being said.
Right.
So that's not a technology problem. Mm-hmm. That's not an excuse to say, well, I wish they'd never invented cameras.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where we have to look inside of our hearts and decide what evil lives there.
Right.
And apparently more of it than we thought.
Yeah. I mean, just look at what's going on, you guys. People aren't falling dead around you. And as much as you want to believe it, they're still not. And look at us. We are basically a compliant people right now going along under the guise of, I just care about my neighbor. They'll do it any way they possibly can to get us to comply. And we don't think they would do this as they up the ante with all of this stuff with 6G. We'll have definitely more shows on this. And Melissa, thanks for opening up this Pandora's box. Wow. Just it's one creepy, thing after huh? another. Thank you, Melissa. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Be right back with Susan. Don't go anywhere on the Kate Daly Show. So much more to explore and talk about. I know. It's just the gift that keeps on giving right now. What can I say? Be right back. KateDalyRadio.com.